Talk STL continues on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com with more conversation about food, wine, beer, restaurants, cooking, kitchens, food shows on TV, food trucks, and farmers markets. Here's David Craig.
And we're back. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group studios on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and we're also available online at KFNS.com. And now joining me in studio is Bill Kuntz from 61 Highway 61 Roadhouse, right here in the neighborhood in Webster Groves. Thank you for being on the show, Bill.
Well, thank you for having me.
You sent me an email back in April, and I finally responded to it. It's one of those things. I printed it out, and I laid it down, and then it's like I'm sifting through stuff, and there it is. Let's talk about the barbecue competition first, and then we'll get into talking about 61 Roadhouse. This is the Slobs 2012 Barbecue Competition. That's an acronym for St. Louis
Occasional Barbecue Society.
Okay, and y'all are doing one today over in the city. How many people are cooking, and how does a barbecue competition like this work?
Well, there's 18 teams today.
Oh, wow.
And today we'll be doing ribs, pork steaks, and chef's choice for a competition.
And this is going to be at Keaton's Double Play, which is right where Christie runs into Kings Highway. And that's, what, about a mile and 2 miles south of 44?
Yeah, it's there's a fire station right down the wedge. For the old-timers, it used to be the Amazon Lounge.
Okay. All right, there you go, old-timers. And so it says here 2 o'clock. Is that when – no, they're cooking already, I guess.
They're cooking already. At 2 o'clock, we open up to the public. And then for a $20 donation to the USO, which all goes to the USO – you get to sample everybody's pork steak and ribs. And then you get to vote on people's choice ribs and barbecue sauce. Unfortunately, Mr. Tom Coghill at Darren Barley's ego usually gets in the way, and he buys a lot of people's choice tickets and wins those divisions. But
now,
bitterness going on. He won it last time because I didn't see how many he bought, and I bought fewer than he did. it's a bunch of restaurants and then some other barbecuers. This is the third year that we've done it. Ultimately ends up in October. The finals are at Highway 61, October 21st, and we crown the winner. Last year's winner was... Highway 61, come to think of it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, who are the judges? You said there's the People's Choice Award.
Yes.
But you have some other judges who will...
We have Kansas City Barbecue Society certified judges. So it's just...
Nice.
And, you know, it's really weird because what the public likes isn't what the judges like.
Well, that's what you know Jim Randall from BBQ ASAP.
Yeah,
he's also told me the same thing.
Yeah, you know, it's also what we sell at the restaurant isn't what we do in competition because it's you know totally different.
Do you overdo it a little more for competition, or maybe turn up certain
seasonings
and such?
In competition, you know. They want to taste the meat, taste the smoke, taste the sauce. So nothing can be really dominating.
Gotcha.
When you talk to the general public about great barbecue at a restaurant they had, they'll say, man, their sauce is great. So, you know, it varies so that it wants something different. The public wants something different than the judges.
Well, this would be something, though, for people to come and visit and buy their $20 ticket.
Yep.
Sample all the stuff. I'm sure there will be beverages available if somebody would want one.
Beverages. There's other food available. And one of the cool things we started this year is your ticket, you go to all the places and get it marked off. And then you fill it out and you drop it into a drawing. And at the end of the season, we're going to draw. And five of us will come to your house for a party of 20 barbecue for you. Supply all the booze and
wow.
That kind of stuff. So,
oh, that would be pretty spectacular.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, and these are really good barbecuers. You know, Jim at ASAP wins a lot of contests. Tom at Iron Barley. Ed the Punisher, he's a big contest winner. So,
Ed the Punisher?
Ed the Punisher, yeah.
Now, does he have a store or is he just...
He does catering.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Ed's model is we use bandanas for napkins.
That's terrible.
Yes, but great.
With all due respect to our friends at Bandanas.
Well, I didn't say anything. I just
you quoted somebody. All right, your website is slobsbbq.com for the competition. And again, folks can stop by this afternoon. Keaton's Double Play on Christie at Kings Highway.
Now, yeah, just last year we raised over $30,000 for charity. So it's a lot of guys who work hard during the week at running restaurants and working hard on our day off to raise money for charity.
Well, the people who participate in these competitions, do they do some of the cooking elsewhere or do they do it all there on site?
Well, you have to do your competition cooking there, but the people stuff we hand out to the people, you can do it and bring it and reheat it there.
Gotcha.
Or you can do it there, so it's a mixture who does what where.
Okay, well, it's all good, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean
we still have our name behind our product and we don't want to give people things that we'd be embarrassed to give them.
Let's talk a little bit about 61 Roadhouse. Actually, we had a KFNS event over there on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And it was all very good, thank you very much. How long have you had this place, and were you the guy who started 61 Roadhouse?
I started it with another gentleman named Dave Freeze, who's now moved on, and it'll be 6 years October 4th that we've been there.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And so everything that's in there now, you brought it along, all the decor and the format and the motif?
Yeah, I have a lot of regulars, and they're like, okay, what's this guy going to do next to this place? It's kind of like it keeps on growing and growing, and I find more junk to hang on the walls.
It's kind of a Louisiana, New Orleans kind of motif there, and except for the LSU banners as an Alabama grad, I love it. No, I'm kidding. As I told you the other day, I have all due respect for the LSU Tigers, and it's going to be a great game come November. A couple of things on your menu. Tell me, can you describe this stuff right here, this andouille?
Arancinis?
Yeah, what is that?
Well,
it looks interesting from the menu. Is it that good?
Yes, it's very good. Kind of my specialty that I've always done in restaurants that I've ran is take stuff and kind of... can you say bastardize on the radio?
Messed with. Let's say mess with.
I messed with tradition. And an arancini is traditionally an Italian dish with risotto and cheese in it. Well, I make mine with dirty rice and andouille, and then we bread it and deep fry it.
I want to try one of those.
Yes.
How many do you get in an order?
You get 10 of them to an order, and it comes with a spicy tomato sauce.
They're like the size of a hush puppy or something?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. You fry okra?
We fry okra. We fry tamales. Most people have never had a fried tamale.
And you have pralines?
We make our own pralines,
That's cool.
I thought you went to Alabama. Pralines.
Oh, okay. Now, you guys recently had the honor of Guy Fieri in there with his crew, and they were not in just for a little while. They were there for a long time for a segment on Diners, Dives, Drive-Ins and Dives.
Yes.
On Food Network. How was it for you guys? And how did it come about? Did you just get a call out of the blue? Or?
No. 4 years ago, they came to town and filmed Iron Barley and Sweetie Pies.
Mm-hmm.
So the production company called Tom at Iron Barley, who his segment is one of the most requested, talked about segments on the show, which is Food Network's number one show. And they asked him for some places that they might try. They're coming back to town for the first time in 4 years. Where might they try? And he told them Highway 61, Piccadilly at Manhattan, Blue City Deli, Espino's in Chesterfield, and then someplace else. And out of the group, he suggested they chose Espino and us. So they call you, they interview you twice on the telephone, and you send them in all these recipes. They look at them. Then they say, we want more recipes. They want to know what's organic, what's local, what's scratch, what are you buying? And
wow.
It's a pretty intensive process. You got to send them your health record, your health inspections.
Well, that's a good thing to do. It's good that they vet everybody really well rather than, you know, because sometimes when you say diners, drive-ins and dives, you know, you think of sometimes a place, you know, way off back in the woods that hasn't seen the health inspector in a couple of decades.
Well, and that was my concern. It was like, okay, which one of these three categories do I fit in? And really, you know, when they talk about it, they say, well, the show has really evolved to restaurants that do different scratch cooking and make a difference with their food. So,
hey, if you're just punching in, we're talking with Bill Kuntz from Highway 61 Roadhouse here in Webster Groves, where you have a lot of interesting food and beverage. And my friend David Myers is doing – plug David's thing on Monday night.
David Myers, he worked for me as a manager. Now he does my trivia on Monday night from – 7 to 10 or something like that, and he does all my Facebook stuff, and he's, you know, one of those media guys.
David's one of my favorite radio friends. I like Dave. He does a nice job there. Okay, so Guy Fieri, they come to town. They actually shut your restaurant down, didn't they, for a good long time?
Yeah, and when they did Iron Barley, they just did it while they were open, and the kitchen was running and filling tickets, and we closed down 2 days from 7 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, and then we closed down a whole day on a Monday for filming. So, you know, it's very staged. The show has gotten so much bigger than it used to be, and so.
Well, did you enjoy Guy? I mean, of course, you have to say you did, but I mean, did you? I mean, was he? How is he? Does he? You know, everybody sets everything up, and he walks in at the last second for the glory, or is he there? Does he?
No, I mean, really, he was supposed to be there an hour and a half. He was there 3.5 hours in the 3 days.
Oh, good.
You know, and it's kind of weird. Guy went to UNLV, and so did I. So we had that in common. And I ran a bar in Vegas that he used to frequent. He opened his first restaurant on the same day that I opened mine, and so there was a lot of things there. And I was told, you know, he's the star of the show, and kind of the crew prep you, and it's about him, and
sure,
so on and so forth. And he turned out to be a normal guy. I think I didn't let him intimidate me.
That's good.
So,
The thing, everybody who's ever had one of these TV segments done. You said they did 3.5 hours, and they'll chop it down to, what, 8, 10, 12 minutes. It'll be a short segment, but, you know, you hope they use the good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they do. I'm sure they do. They're not out to anybody down. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, they did 3.5 hours. He was there.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the filming with him was an hour.
Gotcha.
Actual running time and that kind of stuff. But the crew filmed for 10, 15 hours.
Now, I heard it was going to be, is it October that it'll be on? Do you have a date yet?
We don't have a date. October or November, we were told.
Okay, that's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri. Now, he's got this cool car that you see at the beginning, and does he actually drive the car to St. Louis, or do they fly it in and he flies in and, come on now, tell me.
Huh.
Oh, okay. He's signed the non-disclosure agreement.
Confidentiality agreement.
Okay, yeah. All right.
He locked the brakes up in front of the place. No.
What they did have the car, though, in front of the place, and it looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Looked very good.
Very nice. Well, hey, thank you for stopping by.
You're welcome.
And I'm looking forward to trying. Tell me the name of that Andouille thing again.
Arancini's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's Italian for little orange.
It sounds real good. You got to go down to the barbecue competition.
I've already been down there, set up, and my pit master's down there handling things. I'm more or less the pretty face of the place. I'm the eye candy. Real worker.
Well, for listeners on radio, yes.
That's for sure.
They warned me about you. Okay, that's Bill Coons from Highway.
Most people did.
From Highway 61 Roadhouse, visiting with us in studio here at 590 The Fan KFNS. We're broadcasting from the Bomberito Automotive Group Studios.